happened to Alonzo Brooks? So, before I get into that story, I would like to provide you guys with the background. So, Alonzo was born on May 19, 1980 to Maria Ramirez, his Mexican mother, and Billy Brooks Sr., his black father. Alonzo worked as a custodian at Countryside Maintenance and Gardener at the time of the incident. He grew up in Topeka, Kansas with his mother, father, and four siblings, his three sisters and one brother. On to the story. In 2004, 23-year-old Alonzo went to a farmhouse party in Lacine, Kansas on April 3rd with his three friends. Well, he went with one friend, but he knew three people there. The friend that he rode with was Justin Sprogue. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, sorry. Daniel Stoon and another man named Tyler. At the time, they were all in their early 20s. So, back onto the story. He went to the farmhouse party about 50 miles from his house, from his home in Lake in Gardner. And he goes to the party and he needs a ride back home. He rode to the party with Justin, but somehow there was some mix-up between how Alonzo would be getting home. So what they're saying is Alonzo goes to the party, and Justin says that he wants to go retrieve a pack of cigarettes for himself and also get a pack from Alonzo. So he goes to the store, and he makes the wrong turn due to the fact that they're not familiar with this location. Neither of the guys are familiar with Lacine. So he was supposed to make a left, but instead of when he exited the driveway of the farmhouse, he made a right and got lost about 30 minutes down the road. And he called his friend Adam and told Adam to let him know, to let Alonzo know that he was lost and that he would not be able to give him a ride home. So the friend Justin asked his friend Adam to give Alonzo a ride home. And it was confirmed that he was supposed to give him a ride home. But by the end of the night, Alonzo was never, he never got home. Back onto the story. Sorry about that. All right, so that was on April 4th. that was on April 3rd. So he needed a ride from home. He didn't return home. So, sorry about that, you guys. He never returned home. So the next day, his family reached out to local authorities because, you know, you need 48 hours in order to release a missing persons report. But the fact that his mother, Maria, knew her son so well, she was like, this is impossible because he would always come home. Like, no matter what, Alonzo would make it home. And if he didn't make it home, he would be pretty sure to reach out to his mother and let her know that he wouldn't be able to make it home. So that was on April 3rd. On April 4th, she reached out to local authorities. And the Lynn County investigation, you know, investigated with no avail. So they reported back a negative contact, which means that they made no contact with him. They weren't able to reach out to him. So the case was then turned over to KBI, which is Kansas Bureau of Investigations, on April 7th. KBI also didn't make any type of groundbreaking evidence or news. They found nothing. So then the case was turned over to FBI by April 10th. And with them not finding anything, they ended up sending out a dive team to come in on April 12th. Okay, so the dive team found nothing, you know, no one found anything. So on May 1st, 2004, Brooks' family was able to tag along during the search because at first the FBI, KBI, Lynn County, they kept saying that they did not want the family involved with the search of his whereabouts. So on May 1st, the family was able to tag along, and that very day, Brooks was found, but unfortunately, he was deceased, and that was just 18 days before his birthday, his 24th birthday. Okay, so he was found on the banks of a middle creek right across from the party that was a month earlier. So, keep in mind the fact that they had been searching for a month, you know, just straight searching for a month, and nothing was found. And so then, all of a sudden, on May 1st, a month after, his body ends up at the creek. Doesn't make sense, but that's just my personal opinion. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to the family, and it also does not make any sense to the investigators. So when the body was examined, the examiners noticed no broken limbs or bones, no water in his lungs. Ooh, sorry about that. No water in his lungs, so he couldn't have drowned, and no blunt force trauma signs, resulting in the cause of death being caused is unknown. But one thing that the examiner did say was that the body had been, you know, dead for so long to the point that the tissues around the neck, the soft tissues around the neck had been deteriorated. So he wasn't sure if He could rule that as a strangulation or not because he didn't know if he had been strangled or not due to the fact that he couldn't test the tissues around the neck. All right, so this resulted in the case being temporarily closed. All right. So the FBI later revealed in a statement that some claimed that Brooks may have been flirting with a white woman and some drunk white man wanted to pick on some blacks. And that's what, and that they resented his skin. Now, that was a straight quote from the FBI agent. So, this is what police claimed that bystanders later revealed, that some racial slurs had been thrown. So, due to the new information presented, the case was reopened on June 11, 2020, which was just recent. It was this year. June 11, 2020, and was investigated as a hate crime, with the $100,000 offering to anyone with groundbreaking, leads. On July 20th, 2020, the body was exhumed. Nothing much changed. The investigation is still currently going on, but as of right now, there are still no leads on what had happened to Alonzo Brooks. His mother had made a statement saying he's mixed. They didn't just target one race or kill one race. They killed two. He was targeted because of the color of his skin. Which is very much, we deal with that a lot going on in today's society. So, there was a friend that in the investigation during the search named Rodney English. Rodney English is very important due to the fact that he was, okay, so he didn't go to the party. The friends that went to the party with Alonzo was Justin, Daniel, and Tyler. So Justin is the one who left and got the pack of cigarettes for him and Alonzo, but never returned. He didn't return to pick Alonzo up that night, and he's the one who asked the friend Adam to take him home. So Daniel had left earlier in the party because he rode with a friend named Nikki, and Nikki wanted to go to another party. So Daniel says he distinctly remember saying goodbye to Alonzo and telling him to have a good night, and Tyler, another friend, also left earlier in the party, so left at the party that Alonzo knows was Justin until he left. Okay, so those are the three friends that he knew at the party. Another friend, his best friend that wasn't at the party was Rodney English, back from Gardiner. Topeka. Sorry about that. He also grew up in Topeka. He didn't go to the party. He doesn't really know Justin, Daniel, or Tyler. Rodney is just Alonzo's best friend. He didn't go to the party. So when Rodney, when they allowed the family to go and help with the investigation, Rodney met Justin, Daniel, and Tyler and Lacine on May 1st. And he went out there and he went out there and he spotted his hat and boot. And that was all he found. So it was like a hat and a boot and like a part of the, right across from the farmhouse. And he found the hat and the boot in the field, and a little bit down, he found the other boot. And he had been questioning Justin because, in what world does it make sense for you to go to a party with your friend and you rode with your friend and your friend had no type of confirmation that your friend would be going home with anyone else? You can pass the message, but that's just, that's in. And I maybe speaking as a girl, that's girl code for me. But I feel like with anyone, that's just code. That's just the code. But and it's very pertinent that Rodney found his boot and hat missing because Alonzo would always wear his skull cap right above his eyebrows. Everyone knew him by that skull cap and always wearing the color red. And he always wore his boots. So the reason that the boots are important is because at one point local authorities tried to say that, he's a kid, maybe he's doing what kids normally do. And at the time, he's a 23-year-old man, and he's, he's very much aware of his surroundings. Well, not aware of his surroundings, but he's aware of himself. So he's a 23-year-old man. Like, he's probably just curious out walking somewhere. But it didn't make sense to the family because that statement was made after his boots and his hat was found. Now, I'm not saying nobody goes walking barefooted on the ground. It's not normal, but I'm not saying no one does it. But what made no sense was the fact that the mother knew that a week prior to Alonzo going to this party, Alonzo had just hurt his ankle. So Alonzo wouldn't be walking around barefooted, on concrete 50 miles away from his home to get home. It just didn't make sense. And Alonzo would have made it home by now, but he didn't. So That was so Alonzo didn't, Alonzo wasn't able to make it home. Eventually, which was on May 1st, they found out that Alonzo had been, deceased and was placed at that area. They believed that Alonzo was not murdered, wasn't murdered at that area or whatever happened, and they're pretty sure that foul play was suspected just because, there was a story of a guy who Alonzo was hitting on his girlfriend, or his girlfriend was flirting with Alonzo. Either way it goes, it was a white male and a white woman. The white male got mad at Alonzo and wanted to create a rowdy scene around everyone. So basically was trying to get himself and everyone else to cause conflict with Alonzo, but Alonzo wouldn't let that mess up his night. And so a lot of people were trying to say that Alonzo was drunk and maybe stumbled home, or maybe Alonzo was drunk and drowned, but there was no water in his lungs, so you can't say that he drowned. His body wasn't bloated whenever he was found or anything like that. There were maggots on his body, so the maggots and the bugs in your body kind of shows like, okay, this person has been here for this long, or this person has been there for that long. But it still didn't give the examiner a clear case of exactly what happened, when it happened, how long Alonzo's body had been there at the creek. Now, there are some type of theories that are floating around saying that Alonzo was in a meat locker, or that he was in a freezer, or he was at someone's house and he had been tortured. And another thing that was being said was that the farmhouse that they went to, Alonzo was sent there. He was set up by his friends to be tortured because the very next morning, like, okay, so Alonzo went to the party on the second. I mean, Alonzo went to the party on the third. By the fourth, his mother was, asking for a search party. So when they went to the farmhouse that Alonzo had went missing at, they said it was completely cleaned, empty. Nothing was there. And for a party to be taking place with about 100 people, you would think that there was still a kind of a messy situation, a messy scenery, or maybe people got drunk and cleaned it up the next day. But it's basically, so people are believing that there was never really a party, that Alonzo was brought to that house, tortured and beaten, and was murdered, and then was taken somewhere else, or maybe was still there, and was his body was being kept fresh. I'm sorry, I don't know the word for that. But his body was being kept fresh, so I'd say, or make me slow down the deterioration process. So, and back to his friend that found the hat. When they went for that search, once they found his hat and his boots, the person of the property, well, because it was four guys that was renting the farmhouse, and the four guys had got evicted. So the person of the property, or a person that lived around the property, not the person of the property, but the person that lived around the property wanted them to get lost, basically, like make scarce of themselves. So I'm gonna let you guys hear a news report that was made of the case, and then I'll get back to you after that.
FBI continues to investigate to find out if Alonzo may have been the victim of a hate crime.
Brooke's body was found here in this ravine in Lacing, Kansas. Sheriff Seitz says his crew was there many times before.
His body was absolutely not where it is now at the time law enforcement was there.
Alrighty, so I was just letting you guys hear that to remind you guys that the body was not there for an entire month, 27 days. I wouldn't say an entire month, but 27 days up until the family coming along on May 1st, which is kind of odd because it's like, okay, these people are trained to find people. You have divers. These people are trained to find people, and you mean to tell me that his body was found in a place that if you just looked there, you'd be able to see him if you even just looked. Personally, I'm not trying to form an opinion, and I'm not trying to say who did anything, who did this, who did that, because quite frankly, I don't know the facts of exactly what went on that night. I don't know Alonzo's side of the story, and I'm not trying to get anyone to form an opinion. But what I am saying is that in a situation where it was a family member of mine, I would honestly be skeptical about what they're trying to say happened. I know for a fact, like, especially if it's my child, I know my child wouldn't go walking barefooted when he just hurt himself. Even if he did just hurt himself, I didn't raise my kids to walk barefooted, so I'm not going to believe that my child walked barefooted, you know? So I very much understand that. But you guys, I do want you guys to reach out to me and tell me what you guys think about this story and what else you guys would like for me to do a topic on or update about. So you guys can just reach out, because I'm not sure if this app does, I'm sorry, if it does comments or messages. But if not, you guys can definitely reach me at wolfs.skin on Instagram. That's wolfs.skin on Instagram. And you guys can DM me and just tell me, you know, what you guys want to hear. Alrighty, so thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And I hope to see you again, which I'm pretty sure I will, because I'd be bored. So have a nice day, you guys. And, you know, I'm sending so much love and good health to you all. Thank you.